KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have sunny skies, or clear skies anyway, and 38 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be partly cloudy and breezy today, a high of 66, winds south-southwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour. National Weather Service says breezy southerly winds of 15 to 30 miles per hour plus are expected across the entire area today. And that wind, combined with cured grasses and low humidities in the 22 to 32% range by this afternoon, will once again lead to an elevated fire danger. An elevated fire danger means any fire may start easily, spread quickly, and become uncontrollable. You should avoid outdoor burning. And a reminder, a red flag warning is in effect from noon today until 8 p.m. for Monona, Harrison, Pottawatomie, Shelby, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. Any fires that ignite in those areas may spread rapidly and exhibit extreme fire behavior. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Cass County Community Foundation announced grants totaling $104,325 were awarded to Cass County nonprofit organizations and community projects as part of its spring grant cycle. And here are some of the organizations that were awarded grants by the Cass County Community Foundation's advisory board. 309 Club, they received $2,500 for an interior wall completion. The Anita Child Care Center received $2,000 for room updates. Anita Health and Wellness Center, $6,000 for flooring. The Anita Public Library received $6,000. Anita Shooting Complex, $1,000 for lights for trap and skeet fields. Anita Volunteer Fire Association received $2,000. Also, the Ann W. Wickman Child Development Center in Atlantic received $8,000 for improvements to their existing equipment. Atlantic Lions Club received a donation of $3,000 from the Cass County Community Foundation for the Cedar Park basketball court reconstruction. Atlantic Public Library received $5,000. Arise received $2,300. Cass County Fair Association received $5,000. Cass County Health System Foundation, $2,000 for their OB monitoring system. Also, the Cass County Historical Museum received $2,000, the City of Griswold, $2,500, and there's many more. You can take a look at the entire list on the KJAN.com news page in that same story. Also, the Audubon County Community Foundation announced grants totaling $104,350 were awarded to Audubon County nonprofit organizations and community projects as part of their spring grant cycle. That includes the Audubon County Fair Board receiving $12,000 for the Agra Hall renovation, Audubon County Historical Society $5,000 for operational support, Audubon Recreation Foundation $36,910 for making the front door accessible. City of Kimbleton received $5,000 for their park lighting project from the Audubon Community Foundation. Exira Community Club received $15,000 for the basketball court. Exira Lions, $1,250 for a new deep freezer. The Friendship Home Foundation received $18,190 for upgrades to their refrigeration equipment. And the Children's Nest received $11,000 for COVID relief and playground completion. In both counties, all grantees met the criteria as nonprofit agencies or organizations with charitable missions supporting community needs in areas of civic engagement, culture, health, education, and social services. And you can read more in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A traffic stop early Thursday morning in Shenandoah resulted in the arrest on drug charges of a man from eastern Iowa. According to Shenandoah Police, 28-year-old Freddie Ramirez Jr. of Cedar Rapids was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was taken into custody a little after 7 a.m. when Shenandoah Police stopped Ramirez's vehicle for speeding in the 1600 block of Highway 48. Ramirez was being held in the Page County Jail on $1,300 bond. An official with the Council Bluffs Police Department said yesterday firefighters were dispatched at around 11:40 a.m. Wednesday to a residential fire at 3237 Avenue F. The deputy chief fire marshal said crews arrived to find an enclosed porch on the backside of the house fully involved with fire, spreading to a detached garage. The fire was declared under control in about 40 minutes. The fire chief says that two occupants of the home at the time of the blaze were able to escape safely and no other injuries were reported. The cause of the fire was under investigation. Elsewhere in the news, the monthly survey of business leaders and supply managers in Iowa and eight other Midwestern states shows a moderate drop in the region's leading economic indicator for March. The Creighton University survey ranks the economy on a 0 to 100 scale, with 50 being growth neutral. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss said it's the 10th month in a row the region's been above that growth neutral mark.
The Mid-America region was still a very strong 68.9. That's down slightly from last month's 69.6. So it's a very, very strong reading, indicating that the manufacturing sector is proceeding with very strong growth.
Iowa's Business Conditions Index for March also sank to 66.5, falling from 71.1 in February. The surveys in February and March found about 8 in 10 manufacturers reported bottlenecks in getting raw materials and supplies from their vendors, curtailing what could have been even stronger. Growth. Goss says the impacts of COVID-19 have been long-lasting.
April, we hit a downturn in 2020. Since then, it's been trending upward. We're still 4 to 5% below pre-COVID levels, so we still got more to go. I expect us by the end of the year to be back to pre-COVID levels in terms of employment and overall economic activity.
While more Iowans are starting to plan and take their vacations, Goss says companies are not as quick to approve travel plans for their employees.
We think the vaccine is opening up the nation. It is for consumer travel and family travel, but not for business travel. Businesses are going to continue to do Zoom conferences. We're not going to see as much as we'd like to see. So that's going to hurt the hotel and restaurant industry. Business, leisure and hospitality will be under pressure.
He predicts those industries won't recover and be back to COVID pre-COVID levels until 2022. Compared to pre-COVID-19 levels, Goss said the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows Iowa manufacturing employment is down 3,600 jobs or 1.6%, while average hourly manufacturing wages are 1.8% lower. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.